It's time to step into the Coming Out Lounge, a cool, safe space to be true to your sexual self, with your host, Rick Clemens. Rick has helped hundreds of people come out of the closet, and now each week he's bringing you cool insights for loving and accepting yourself, boosting your self-confidence, and living a guilt-free, purpose-filled life on the other side of the closet doors. Cuddle up with yourself and get ready for heartwarming coming out stories, ideas for living authentically, and tips for being fully self-expressed. Now here's your host, Coming Out Coach Rick.
Hey, 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 Closet Busters. It is time once again for the Coming Out Lounge. It's time for you to step out, step up, and step into living your powerful truth. And today it's a truth teeny. It's just you and me, no guests, no interviews. And I've entitled this truth teeny, Where Do We Go From Here? There's no surprise that this has been a powerful week here in America and across the globe. And I felt really compelled to step in, as many other people are doing, thousands and millions of people of sharing their own feelings and perspectives. And I'm not going to necessarily go the direction, I don't believe that a lot of people are going, but some people have gone the direction I'm going to go. And I just want to have a dialogue, even though that's kind of silly to say, because it's just going to be me talking. But I hope that in some way, shape, and form, what I share today might open up some of you to reaching out to me and emailing me or calling and leaving some voicemails about what you're feeling and how I might be able to support you. Because you see, to me, to this week, the world changed, just like it does every week. But the only difference was this week America changed when it voted for a new president. But yet, that's not that uncommon, because it changed the world just like it does every 4 years. In fact, every time there's an election anywhere across the planet, whether it's our country or other countries, the world changes. And regardless of how you or I individually may feel right now because our candidate won or lost, the fact remains. The fact remains that this week the world changed, just like it does each and every week, each and every day, each and every hour, and each and every moment. So now the real question for me, and that I'm going to challenge you to also think about, is how do we show up with this change? Now don't get me wrong, I'm not happy by any stretch of the imagination, nor am I okay with what just happened. Because see now, for the first time as a gay man, I'm really feeling like I'm living in uncertainty. But that's not really that different from any other day either, because each day we wake up and we live with uncertainty. And we still survive. So, yes, am I concerned? Of course I am. There's a resounding yes to that question. Am I fearful about the rights that I have as a gay man? Again, another resounding yes, I am fearful about that. Am I worrying about the kind of world my daughters just got handed? Abso-fucking-lutely yes. Do I cringe each time I'm walking down the street right now? And I was doing this before the election, but as I walk around the streets of my own city here and I run into African-American and Hispanic and Muslim individuals that live in my neighborhoods and in my city, I can't help but wonder, what are they feeling? Do I feel that? Yes. But through it all, I also see that a huge population of our nation in America, they just came out of the closet. They just came out of the closet to say, I'm no longer going to hide who I am, my values, or my beliefs. And regardless of the closets that they just came out of, you have to hand it to them. They spoke their truth. From homophobes to xenophobes to racists to the misogynists, they all spoke their truth, and we can blame it all on them. But I'm going to ask you to not do that, because they're not the only ones who voted for this change. And amongst all those who voted, not all of them are homophobes, xenophobes, racists, or misogynists. What they voted for, we may feel like that's what they just voted for, but I'm going to ask you to give some compassion, as I'm asking myself to give some compassion about that as well. Those who voted, some of them were simply tired of what they feel was the same old, same old. and they decided they were going to come out and say, I'm no longer going to stand for the same old, same old. And they prevailed. Now, those of us who feel like we just got our asses handed to us on a platter, all our personal rights just potentially on the chopping block, we need to take a step even further out of our closets. And I'm not insinuating that you're hiding, but I'm saying we all have these closets. I'm a gay man, and I'm out, and I'm proud, but I'm wondering how much more I need to be more out and open and sharing who I am. This is not a time to hide, nor is it a time to back down. And on the other hand, this is not a time to be what we see on the other side of the fence. It's not a time to be hateful and misinformed, fear-mongering, or become those kind of rebels. It's time for each of us to take a stand. To take a stand with confidence, to stand in our uniqueness, and to say, fuck it, this is me. They did it. They found a path to their confidence, those who put our new president in office. They showed their uniqueness, whether we agree with it or not, they did it. And they said, this is me, this is what I stand for and what I believe. So, now we get to continue to do the same. We get to say, this is who I am, this is what I stand for, and this is what I believe. And I'm curious, as you think about that, I want you to stop and take a breather and to self-examine. I want you to ask yourself these questions. Who are you? How do you want to show up right now? What is the best use of your energy in this moment, in this pivotal point in our history? Where can you make the biggest impact and the difference in the world to make it a better place? Why is it important for you to take a confident stand, to be unique, and to be yourself in this day, in this age? And when is it the best time for you to exercise your values and beliefs? And as you chew on and mull over those questions, these are the kind of questions I know I'm starting to ask myself. But then I also want you to, in turn, ask others and be open to asking the questions, who are you? Help me understand the real you. How can I see you, and how can I help you see me? What is the best use of our mutual charged energy right now and for years to come? How can we both channel our energy for the good of humanity? Where can we both make the biggest impact and difference on our planet? Why is it important for each and every one of us to be confident and be unique and to be ourselves? Let's have those kind of conversations. And when is the best time for you and I, yes, you and I, even if we're on opposing sides, when is it best time for you and I to exercise our values and beliefs to make things better? You see, I believe we can all ask ourselves these questions. The kind of questions that we would ask others. And when we ask ourselves those same questions, we learn and we grow. And we start to find common ground. In the midst of my morning walk the day after the election, I found myself in tears. And for those of you who listen on a regular basis, you know that I've had a very fractured relationship with my parents lately. Not because they were Trump supporters, but for many reasons of we just didn't meet on who I was as a gay man. But for some reason, in the midst of that walk and in my tears, I felt compelled to reach out to my mom and say, welcome to the end of time. Now that came from a belief system that I was raised on in my church. And for many Christians, they will understand those words. There's a belief system that these sort of things that we're witnessing right now signal the end of time. And I'm the first to say I'm not a person who practices my faith any longer. But there's some bits and pieces of things that as I see what's happening in the world, I go, I wonder. And that's caused me to go deeper, but it also caused me to reach out to my mom and say, welcome to the end of time. And in that moment, I got a text back from her that made me see that she's as scared as I am right now. Scared for different reasons. Scared for her own belief systems, that her religious freedom may be taken away because of the kind of religious practices she believes in. Fear of who she may be as a woman. And I suddenly realized the bridges that I always fucking talk about are the same bridges that I just began to rebuild with my own parents. Now, don't get me wrong. I haven't healed everything with them. And I'm not saying that I'm not still angry and scared and unsure of what our future holds as we start to see where we're headed as a nation and as a planet. But here's what I've said as my intentions in this confusing space that I find myself in and that we are in. I've set an intention to learn from the open scars and wounds that I'm experiencing right now. The same way I learned from the open scars and wounds when I first came out of the closet. I've set an intention that I'm not going to abuse my future by letting those ugly monsters of my past control me. The same way that I didn't let the monsters of my past control me when I chose to come out of the closet. I'm also refusing to let the ugly shame and fear lock me back in any kind of closet. Yeah, it'd be really easy right now to go run into a closet and go, okay, I'm going to back off. I'm not going to be that voice that's out there that people really know that, you know, Rick is a gay man and he's talking about these things and he's trying to bring forward ideas of let's all be unique and love each other and care and let the confidence to be yourself be there. And I know this can be really scary places to go. But I'm refusing to let those kind of shame and fear thoughts lock me back in a closet because I've already been through the closet door once and I don't want to go back in there again. So instead, what I'm choosing is to take some lessons from the playbook that has been this presidential election that we've all witnessed. And I'm slapping myself upside the fucking head. I'm slapping myself every time I feel my irrational self becoming my rational self. Because irrational acts are not rational. I'm going to keep slapping myself upside the head every time I speak before I think. I'm going to slap myself upside the head every time I judge without asking, wait, tell me more before I make that judgment call. And I'm going to slap myself upside the head every time I react instead of pausing and pushing the pause button on the action before I act. I'm also going to slap myself upside the head every time I blindly say, this is my truth, before I double check that what I'm saying is my truth is really my truth. I guess in essence what I'm saying is I'm trying. And though that's the key word, I'm trying. I'm not perfect. I'm not without faults. But I'm going to try to really say, where's my contribution going to be, even at a deeper level right now? Where can I contribute more at a deeper level to the world becoming a more loving, inclusive, conscious planet? The bottom line is, yes, I'm still gay. I'm still a dad, I'm still a husband, I'm still married to my husband, I'm still a guy trying to make a difference, and I'm still gonna fuck it up probably every chance I get. But one thing I'm committing to today is to never go back into the closet, no matter how afraid I am. That's what that election, this presidential election, has shown me. And what this outcome has shown me is I'm still committed to never going back in closets. You see, I feel like there's a lot of closet doors opening up right now that we could all go hide in. But that doesn't solve a thing. Instead, what I want to do is invite each and every one of you to go explore the closets. Your closets, others' closets. Whether you're of like mind or not, I want you to give room to go explore the darkness of closets that we all hide in. Because I believe that through those invitations to go explore each other's closets, we begin to invite each other out of the darkness and into the light, and towards a humanity of inclusion, love, diversity. So right now, what I want to say is, I hope many blessings for our planet and our humanity. And for you, I want you to, each and every one of you, no matter where you are, whether you're hiding in a closet of your sexual orientation or fear of coming out to say, I don't want to be in this job, or I want to be out of this relationship, or maybe you're hiding in a closet that I'm really, really scared about what just transpired in our American election. I want to challenge you right now to go be you, to get out there and be confident, to be neat, be unique, and be you while also allowing others to be the same. Because when we can do that, we can tilt the planet with love. And when we can do that, we can truly make a difference. Be blessed and be well. And I'll catch you real soon here again on the Coming Out Lounge.
You've just experienced the Coming Out Lounge. Go online to www.comingoutlounge.com to learn more. And tune in again next week for more stories and tips for being true to yourself.